Welcome back, everybody, to our Let's Talk Guthrie County program here on the Raccoon Valley Radio Network. This is Coltrane Carlson, and our guest today is with the Adair Chamber. It's the board president, Brenna Westergaard, now joining us. So thank you very much, Brenna, for coming on.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
And so, Brenna, it's nice to see that after a pandemic in which this event was canceled last year, that you're coming back this year. And boy, oh boy, does it look like an action-packed three-day event. Can you tell us a little bit about what's coming up for your Thursday activities?
Yeah, so Thursday, our senior class actually is having a hot dog stand. And while that's going on, we're doing Town Scoop the Loop. It's just been a tradition for years. And then we're ending with something new, the movie in the park, the cruise, a new age. I'm looking really forward to that. It's one of my favorite things we've added this year. It's all free. Thursday, we've never had it on Thursday. We just added these as a trying to fit everything in. We had to bring in an extra day.
All right, so then we move from Thursday over to Friday, and there's a few more things happening there, but mostly in the afternoon and evening. Can you kind of walk us through what's happening for Friday?
Yeah, sure. So Friday, we're doing John Deere Day of Play. That's at Van Wall. They kind of set up some kid games and have some tractors for kids to look at. And then we go into the evening, and the fire department's having a dinner, and then they're having some entertainment. And we're also doing some kid activities. They're having a kid parade. There's a baby crawl, a Little Miss and Mr. Adair contest, and then magician Michaela Oz will be here for the kids. And then at night for the parents, we're having a kid zone bag tournament, and all the proceeds to that go to the kid zone here in Adair. John Deere Day of Play will be at 1 o'clock, and then the dinner for the fire department will start at 6 with their music starting from 7 to 10. And then that's also going on. The kids parade will start at 6 p.m. And then we have all the kids activities after that, the baby crawl, Little Miss and Mister, and then the magician. And at 7:30, the bags tournament starts. So they kind of overlap, but there's stuff for everybody to do.
And not to be outdone, you've got the entire enchilada of your event happening on Saturday. Just kind of walk us through everything that's going to be taking place on that main day.
All right, I'll give it my best shot. So on Saturday, we're starting bright and early at 7 a.m. with a pancake breakfast by the Lions Club. And then we have a 5K, a mile, and some foot races for the kiddos. They'll start at 7:30 and 8:30. And then something new this year, we have yoga in the park at 9 to kind of stretch out after you've ran all those races. And then we have the parade. Our theme this year is 50,002 Reasons to Love Adair. That starts at 10:30. Also starting at 10:30 is the Adair Fire and Rescue. They usually fire up the grill right after the parade's over. Also new this year, we have the Antique Tractor Show by the ACBC FFA. It starts at 11 o'clock and ends at 3. It's on our main street. And then our Methodist Church, they have their annual lunch right after the parade. That's one of my favorite meals of the whole weekend. The Lions Club will also be open. They have their snack shack in the park. Then also the poker run for the fire hall is happening at noon. Then at 1 o'clock, we have more kids' activities. Petting zoo, face painting, balloon guy will be there, fire truck rides, the carnival games, bingo. And then at night, we'll end with back at the fire department for a street dance.
Well, Brennan, listening to you list off everything, it seems like you got a lot of stuff not only for adults to be able to do, but also a lot of kid activities. Do you feel like you kind of struck a nice balance between the two, you know, the adults having their kind of stuff that they can do, as well as the kiddos getting just worn out doing all of their stuff?
Yes, I get worn out just looking at the schedule. I think there is a fair share of things for everybody to do. A lot of the adult things are at night, obviously, the bags tournament and the street dance, and that's probably so they can tire out their kids during the day, send them to a sitter, and then they can have some fun themselves.
I also heard you mention the theme for this year. Can you just walk us through how you were able to choose that theme and why you wanted to go with that?
Yeah, we put out there on Facebook asking for some theme ideas, and this one came up, and it kind of just fits what we're going through, like everybody coming together, and so there's lots of reasons to love it there, and this is one way we can show it.
And it sounded to me like you pointed out a lot of new things that have been added to this year's schedule of events. Can you tell us a little bit about what that was like for you to be able to add just an assortment of different things to maybe draw some new interest, renewed interest to this year's event?
Yeah, so since we didn't have it last year, I've been brainstorming ideas for the last year and a half, and it's kind of fun to see those things have become a reality for us. I was really excited about Movie in the Park could fit in the schedule this year, and Yoga in the Park was an idea brought by someone in the community. Just, it's fun to see those new things happening.
And so finally here, Brenna, I understand that, you know, with everything that you've got going on, you obviously have to have a plethora of different partnerships in order to be able to pull this thing off. Can you just kind of tell us about that, how the planning went too, and then maybe a little bit about maybe some thank yous you'd like to get out there for folks? I mean, there are a lot of people I'm sure were involved in the planning, to coordinating, to hopefully executing flawlessly your events that you've got coming up this week.
Yeah, we've had a lot of members of the chamber, a lot of businesses put in money for it, for us to sponsor these events. Our chamber members who actually helped with the planning are getting smaller. So what's unique about Chuck Wagon Days is all these organizations come together and they do their part. So it's not just on the 10 members of the chamber that are actually doing all the planning. We don't have to run everything that's happening. These organizations step up and they put on things, and there's lots of fundraisers through all these activities, so they benefit those organizations. And I think that's what makes Chuck Wagon Day so unique, is it's not just the chamber that's putting them on. The fire department here in Adair has been extremely, a lot of help. They're doing some things for the kids. They're doing meals. They have food all available all weekend, and then they're doing their street dance. So they have a lot of impact on this. The ACGC FFA, they stepped up this year and they're doing a tractor show. Usually we have a car show every year and that didn't happen just due to planning. So they stepped up, they're doing a tractor show. I could go on. I don't want to miss anybody. I just want to thank everybody in the town of Adair that has stepped up to do something for this event and make it what it is.
And that's our guest for today's Let's Talk Guthrie County program. Here with the Adair Chamber Board President is Brenna Westergaard joining us once again, talking to us about this upcoming week's Chuck Wagon Days in Adair. You're listening to the Raccoon Valley Radio Network.